Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston City Council opened its new session yesterday without a fixture being present, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino. Menino's recent health problems prevented him from attending the meeting, where City Councilor Stephen Murphy was unanimously elected City Council President for a third term. The mayor's recent absence from many city events has prompted questions about whether he's healthy enough to run for an unprecedented sixth term this coming November, which the mayor has hinted but not confirmed he will do. It all has tongues wagging, as WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
The mayor was his old self at a recent swearing-in of a Boston school committee member. Aside from having trouble standing, he looked good and joked about what his physical therapist has to put up with.
If you lay in a bed for 7 weeks, you will lose some of your muscle mass. And so I'm dealing with that issue. I'm having a lot of fun with that, too.
Menino has fought a viral infection, a blood clot, and a compression fracture in his back. He was also recently diagnosed with diabetes. He's been running city government from the hospital, then rehab, and now the Parkman House, the official city residence. But he's feisty when asked if he's going to run for re-election.
My fifth term now. The only term I ever announced for re-election was my first term.
Does that mean we assume you're running?
You don't assume anything. You just go about, do your business. You know, I'll say this. I love this city. I love my job. I still have a lot of energy. But I want to make sure that I'm still accepted by the people of Boston.
The mayor seems to have the support of the city council, even though at least three members have expressed an interest in running for mayor at some point. No one is stepping up to say they'll challenge him. City Council President Stephen Murphy says he thinks the mayor will wait until the spring to officially announce.
He's someone who I think has been a great mayor for the city of Boston, and I look forward to working with him this year. And I expect we'll have a decision probably March or April, I would think. That seems to be what the mayor, when he operates on his own timeline, that's about the timeline he'll do it.
But some Bostonians wish the mayor would not run again. Charles Clements is among them. He's a DJ with Touch FM, a radio station targeted toward Boston's black community. He points out that Boston is a majority-minority city, with 53% non-white and Hispanic residents. Clements says the mayor and city council should reflect that.
The makeup of the city in those key positions should look like the landscape of the city. So should there be change? Yes, there should be change. To say if Mayor Menino is going to make that change, I think we need new blood. I think we need someone young.
Outside City Hall, Alicia Patterson of East Boston agrees.
So he's been sick recently, and I just think he should, you know, take a rest from it, you know, enjoy his retirement. He should retire, you know, he's a good guy, but, you know, let's just take time for himself and his family now.
But in a sampling of Boston residents from across the city, it's clear Mayor Menino is still popular. Here's Adrian Kendall from Roxbury, Alexandra Kolosoff of Brighton, and Dolores Sanchez of East Boston.
Well, I think he does still connect, but his health is in bad shape, so then you got to weigh that option, too. So depends on him, but I think he's a great mayor.
I think he will be good, and he's very good mayor.
He helps a lot of people, especially children. If I vote, I'd vote for him.
Only one person has announced he's challenging the mayor. Will Dorsina had a failed bid for city council and has never held public office. Larry DeCara, former Boston city councilor and former candidate for mayor, says the lack of other challengers speaks to the power of incumbency.
The likelihood of anyone toppling a sitting mayor is very slim. The last time a sitting mayor was defeated in Boston was James Michael Curley in 1949, and Curley had spent part of his term in jail, and it was still close.
Despite his prolonged illness, Mayor Menino sounds like he's ready for a fight for re-election this year, should it be a fight.
I'm one of those guys who'll never sit still. Gotta keep on battling. Keep on going for what you want. And to me, my job as mayor is trying to make this a better city. You know, for the kids of Boston, for my grandkids, everyone.
At 70 years old, Menino has six grandchildren. He says there are important issues he wants to tackle, including stricter gun control and changes to the Boston School Assignment Plan. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.